There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, five, okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, if you're just tuning in, this is a place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, where we do not kowtow to pharmaceutical medical demands to be quiet on this issue of vaccines, or any other issue for that matter. And if you're just tuning in, second hour, we're kicking it in. We'll be joined momentarily by my good friend Christopher Barr, nutritional historian, notadoc.org, and also Dr. Rebecca Curley, really one of the smartest docs we've ever met and had on the show, and her willingness to talk about these vaccine-induced diseases. And we've got her linked up at drcarley.com as well. Super Don is here. We got Daniel on the board. If you'd like to take part in this hour live, you can call us 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com to link up to all of the stories that we're covering or we're going to try to get to. And, of course, the archives are linked up through our syndicator, GCN, at gcnlive.com. NaturalNewsRadio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, Epic Times, thanks to our good friend Jerry Doyle, who allows us to speak very, very clearly and directly on these issues because he's got an open mind. He questions these things as well. And, of course, where else can you get? Oh, the show notes. Yes, you can link through the show notes. We'll get you plugged in. So, last hour, Super Don, you set it up beautifully. We had all of the clips for Jimmy Kimmel's monologue and then PSA, yelling at parents, calling us stupid, calling us morons. How dare we question vaccines? And if you don't vaccinate your kid, you can't see us as doctors, which I find that funnily ironic in a good way, because most parents that are going to wake up to this reality are going to say, you know what, I don't think I want my kids to see doctors now. So they've really actually been doing some things that's going to, it's not going to bode well for the medical community. Super Don, you with me?
I am, sir.
Okay, I just want to be sure.
Sorry, I did not get that was.
You didn't get your cue. Cue Super Don. Listen, you have been instrumental in supporting our efforts, utilizing the audio clips, and also coming up with extraordinary memes. There's a new meme. We'll put it in the show notes as well, of Jimmy Kimmel saying, "Come on, guys, you know, why aren't you laughing?" Basically, isn't it funny? Vaccine injured kids, killed kids, autistic kids. I mean, isn't that funny? I mean, no, it really isn't.
Well, you know what's missing here is you know, I mean, there's a lot of facts and data, you know, that is just horribly wrong that people like him and these other pundits and comedians are spouting on the television that needs to be disputed. And that's important stuff. Mm-hmm. But you know what's missing here, and I think this is where Jimmy Kimmel really violated just you know, basic humanity with this thing that he did, is that, you know, these people are completely missing the human element of what's going on here.
The human tragedy.
You can make jokes about, you know, people, you know, where they're getting their information from, or, you know, the logic or the facts or the data or something like that. But you know what? What about the parents whose children have been hurt, have been damaged, have been killed by these vaccines? And not only that, let's say somebody who knows somebody who has a child that this happened to, and they're having second thoughts. What about them? When you're cracking these jokes on TV, what do you think these parents are feeling? They feel like you're openly just mocking them and calling them stupid, and they've got they had to bury their child.
Right. Well, this is what we want you to hear. This is how the mother of a vaccine injured, or any of the family members, anybody who knows a vaccine injured child or killed child, this is what they heard, how they heard the Jimmy Kimmel monologue and PSA, and we played it last hour, but this is what a parent would hear. This is how they would perceive it.
Well, in the case of my son, in some ways we were lucky. It was very stark what happened. He had been developing well until he was about 4 months old, ahead of his milestones, everything else. Went in for the well baby checkup, got a spate of shots, and that night awoke us with a high-pitched scream. Was unconscious when we found him, 106 fever. And then went into a two-hour seizure that they had to finally get him so sedated that he stopped breathing, you know, reviving going on the whole bit to stop the seizure. That was the demarcation to the point where all of the disabilities started unfolding, and autism was one of them.
Jimmy Kimmel, if you want your show to continue with any sizable audience, you might have to take back what you just did. You thought it was all innocent fun and child's play, but listen to the families out there that are outraged right now. The families of children who have been injured or killed by these vaccines are not laughing at all, at all. And you medical doctors who think it's funny, too, calling us morons, calling these families stupid, your profession is going to lose out because of this. We got now joining us again, Dr. Rebecca Carley, who's holding on. Thank you so much, Dr. Carley, for being with us. And also Christopher Barr. Dr. Carley, you know, you have a child who was injured in this way.
Yes.
And it was like putting a laugh track to that. I mean, isn't that how it's perceived by the families, by the moms and dads who have lost their children?
Of course it is. And it's not a joke. And they don't mention any of these facts that we're discussing.
No. And Chris, what about the medical profession? I think they're going to lose big time because of this.
Well, I hope so. It remains to be seen. But there are more and more people waking up, as Dr. Carley has noted, and she's at the forefront of waking people up and has been for decades. So hopefully that trend will continue and begin to exponentially grow. And certainly your efforts today are a great help in pushing it the right direction.
Well, and I think about that PSA, which was just really made me want to throw up in a lot of ways, that they have, you know, the writers are going, hey, how do we make this funny? Let's juxtapose these doctors complaining that they can't watch the end of Breaking Bad, some series that they can watch on their DVRs because they're just too busy doing a PSA, shouting at us, calling us names and telling us to vaccinate our children. And I want to ask those doctors, what do you think the moms and dads of vaccine-injured children are watching? Do they even have time to watch TV, and you're complaining you can't watch the end of Breaking Bad? And Dr. Carley, I mean, this is going to set whatever is legitimate about the medical profession, and we can find a small sliver of legitimacy in certain areas, and we acknowledge that. But now the parents are going to go, I don't ever want to see a doctor based on this.
Exactly. It's going to backfire on them, and that's good. We need to put these doctors out of business. My goal is to cause the death of medicine, and I think that, you know, things like this, and especially the USA reporter who is suggesting that parents who don't vaccinate should be put in jail. Give me a break. You know, these people don't vaccinate because they have done their homework, and you know, now they're going to be put in jail. That's not going to work either.
Absolutely incredible. Chris, you were talking on the break about a perspective I wanted you to share as well with the audience about the medical profession interfacing it in this way. I don't know if you've done it as much as you'd want, but I definitely want you to take that step out and reveal it.
Well, you know, that the end of that PSA really revealed that this really is a PSA, but not a public service announcement, but rather a physician service announcement, because it ends with all of these doctors, each one angrily swearing, cussing, get your kids vaccinated, and then ending by saying, and if you don't vaccinate them, then lose my number and don't call me. Well, that's really what this is all about, because if you don't vaccinate your children, well, you won't need their services. And the biggest chunk of their business is based on feeding children with disease at birth with hepatitis B and on from there, so that you'll be continuing to come to them. So, yeah, right. I hear their anger. But the fact of the matter is, if you don't get them vaccinated, you won't need their number by and large. So it's a it's a physician service announcement.
Right. It's like, please, please vaccinate your kids or we will not have patients. Right. The whole idea of, remember, we've even discussed this from with inside the medical elitism discussion behind the scenes that was kind of leaked out, that the doctor is admitted, the scientist admitted, you know, what is a well baby visit? It's to train the parents to bring them in for vaccination.
Yeah, that was extraordinary. Why aren't they covering that in the news, that they've admitted that even according to their belief system, that a vaccine doesn't take until a child is a year of age or older, and it came out of a conference that we've got, you know, the tapes and transcripts on, that stunned even the participants, and that the people in charge said, well, if we didn't get them to come in for those well baby visits and vaccinate at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, then chances are many of them would never bring the children. So it's just a training ground to get people to bring their children to get vaccinated that they know, even according to the science allegedly that they believe, is worthless at best.
Yeah. Dr. Rebecca Carley, you've been saying this, as Chris has said, for decades now, and many of your colleagues thought you were radical, even maybe some people that were on the fence. But everything you've said is proving to be correct. You're being validated more every day, and people are coming to the same conclusions you came to, albeit maybe 20 years later. Better late than never, but I don't want to see more children harmed this way. And if you can encourage my listeners to learn more, where would you tell them to go?
Well, I have two websites, drcarley.com, drcarley.com. On that site, I have my paper, Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, which explains how vaccines corrupt the immune system and cause all these diseases. Reversing vaccine-induced diseases is a smaller site, and that site shows what vaccines do in pets. In fact, the package insert for the rabies vaccine is on there, and it's the only place I've seen it admitted where the tissue cultures used to grow the virus cause autoimmune disease. So there's lots of other information on there, too. But definitely do your homework. I always tell people, don't believe anything I say. Check things out for yourself. And this whole concept of well baby visits, what a joke. That's what they call it. But what do? During the visits, they inoculate your children with diseases.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense, Dr. Carley, but you are making the sense. And interesting, how is that? Dr. Carley says, don't believe her, go do your own homework. How different is that from the doctors in the PSA that says, get your effing children vaccinated and shut up and don't ask questions? Which doctor has integrity? Yeah, ask that question. Thank you, Dr. Carley. We'll be right back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I actually feel a lot better now. I mean, it's not like we can put, hang our hat and go take a nap and not do anything else. But really grateful, Chris, that you connected us back with Dr. Rebecca Carley for those last 5 segments, last hour and into this hour, to relate and counteract the poison pills, the poison shots being promoted in the comedy monologues and phony PSAs of late night comedian shows, which is, again, I remind everybody why I called out Jon Stewart a few weeks back for his promotion of Nazi-like tactics, how unconscionable it was to declare children and parents unclean, to want to label them. People have wanted to publicize them in newspapers in Illinois under a Senate bill that's been proposed there. We covered that as well last week. So we are at a crossroads in our culture. Do we embrace individual liberty, medical freedom, health freedom, or do we descend further into pharmaceutical tyranny? And we're all alive here at this point in time, and not by accident. And the question to all of my friends out there listening, is this the time to be silent, to go, well, we better be quiet because they're really ratcheting up the heat, they're coming after us, or is it time to speak out while we still can? Say, we will not allow this country to descend further in to vaccine tyranny. Chris, thanks for doing all that you do out there to educate on the history and the contemporary perspective on these things as well.
Well, when I saw the Kimmel piece, the very first name that popped into my mind was Dr. Carley, because it was, I mean, it just popped into my head. And then today, thinking of Dr. Paul Thomas, who addressed it this week before the Oregon legislature, noting and gave fact sheets that he brought and prepared and handed out to every legislator, with things like the amount of aluminum in the vaccines is more than 10 times the allowable amount by the EPA. He didn't even try to show all the damage aluminum causes, just saying, look, without even getting into the facts of how bad this is, it violates the law to do this, speaking to a legislative body. So, it's great that we can finally start getting this info to more people on a level. And Super Don, yeah, make it human, getting it down to where people live and their children have died.
Well, that's it. I mean, can you imagine? Listen, let's say Jimmy Kimmel and all of these guys that are saying, it's not a big deal. And, there's not many people that get hurt by this. Like, okay, fine. Let's just pretend, for argument's sake, that you're right, okay? And let's just say that it's really not that big of a deal, okay? Again, what about the people that it has hurt? You can dispute the facts, you can dispute the statistics and stuff like that, but you know what? I mean, there's no common decency when you go into, a situation like this and you make jokes about that and not consider the parents who have had this happen to them. I mean, is Jimmy Kimmel's next, gig going to be at a funeral home where they are, honoring, a group of people that died in a plane accident? And is he going to walk up to the front and start making jokes about people who are afraid to fly? I mean, it's just, there's just no common humanity in the situation for him. And the people that are laughing along with him, I don't think they get it. They need to understand that what's going on here is when you're cracking these jokes, you're not just talking about the parent who's wondering whether they ought to vaccinate their kid or not. You are mocking the death and the injury of someone's child who was damaged by the vaccine. And you got to understand that if you continue to laugh at these jokes after you understand that, you are a despicable human being if you continue to think that that's funny.
Well, Super Don, the genius is just overwhelmingly pouring out of your head. You realize the example you just threw out there that airplanes are boasted as the number one safest form of travel, and that's so analogous to what they're trying to say about vaccinations. When you put forth, how about making jokes about people that are afraid to fly? That really is the same exact thing as making fun of people not being vaccinated, except in this case, the vaccines are only purported to be safe, and we actually have documentation of the dangers. The HPV, I call it the hocus-pocus vaccine. We have thousands of documented adverse event reports and more than 100 deaths, and that's a vaccine that they're citing difficulty with getting people to take. So a vaccine that they're having less people use is causing more problems.
Right. Well, here we go. We continue to discuss the undiscussable in the broadcast media. Thanks to our syndicator, GCN. Thanks to NaturalNewsRadio.com all over the world. Remember, we've got upcoming Anaheim, the Expo West. Live from there, we will be next week in Los Angeles area. Surprise guests. So stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Coming back, Dr. Rebecca Carley to the discussion as well. The segment, Chris Barr's on. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Perhaps the most important thing we can do now is counteract the propaganda being spewed by late-night comedians. Believe it or not, yes, it's descended to that. They're so desperate that they're using the comedians to shape public opinion. Of course, it's not really new. But it is in terms of the directness with which they are attacking moms and dads out there, perhaps grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles who know better, who know about the dangers of vaccines. And at the same time, because we don't believe in fascism here, we don't want the government to stop you necessarily from doing what you feel is right for your kids. But once you know the whole truth, all the facts, you would be less likely to allow a doctor, a medically degreed, licensed, like 007, health professional, to experiment on your children with these injections. And I think that's the point. Are we arguing for another form of tyranny that forces you not to vaccinate? No, we may believe wholeheartedly and maybe even have facts on our side, certainly real experiences, as we honor the moms and dads out there who have suffered tragic losses of their children, either outright or to the ravages of what's called the autism spectrum. But we would honor your freedom to choose for your children the way you believe is right to raise them, even though we're horrified by what is happening via injection. And Dr. Rebecca Carley, as a mom, much less a medical professional, who is actually using the intelligence God has granted her, in addition to her training, to speak out about these vaccine-induced diseases. Fully informed consent, even the American Medical Association has acknowledged fully informed consent and does not, at least in its bylaws, support this idea of forcing families and children to be experimented upon medically. Now, what they do and what they say may be two different things, but here you go, putting perspective on it. Dr. Carley, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Sure.
Now, you were also bringing up another aspect that you've observed with the studies on vaccine safety and efficacy, which there are no double-blind placebo-controlled studies to determine it. But what about the long-term degradation diseases of the immune system like cancer? Any connection?
Well, as I was mentioning to all of you during the break, if you check out the package inserts for all vaccines, including HPV, which allegedly protects girls from cervical cancer, that no vaccine has ever been tested to see if it causes cancer. This is admitted in the package inserts, and that's because they know they cause cancer. And we're seeing a tremendous increase in cancer in children. All of these things are happening temporally, along with the increased vaccine schedules. So once again, scientific method. First thing is observation. They can't, blow this off. It's incontrovertible that they're damaging all these children and causing pretty much, as I said before, all diseases in internal medicine.
Well, exactly. And of course, we had on Professor Peter Duesberg a few weeks ago. He published in a peer-reviewed journal the report and identified the fact that HPV is not, the human papillomavirus is not the cause of cervical cancer to begin with, period. And so the whole basis for the HPV shot is false on its face.
I agree.
You know, even their own science takes them. There are numerous of these viruses, and the vaccine addresses four of the more than a dozen. And even their own propaganda doesn't note 100% protection by any of those four, which they, even by their own belief system, admit are only responsible for a fraction of the cervical cancer. So even if you believe their science, the shot is only going to have some effectiveness against some cancer, and yet they continue to blow out public service announcements that say this will eliminate cervical cancer, when their own science, as fraudulent as it is, doesn't even support that statement.
Precisely, precisely. So on so many levels, the more you look under the vaccine rock, the worse it looks for the vaccine promoters. But this is why they are squeezing so hard. They have lost the public relations battle. There are intelligent moms and dads who are they are all calling morons and idiots and stupids, who are actually doing more intelligent investigation into the subject, perhaps a little late, as they would say, because they had a gut intuition, some of them, about these vaccines, yet they succumbed to the pressure of, like what we heard on the phony PSA from Jimmy Kimmel, of doctors yelling at us to just F and vaccinate or your GD children. And yet, by overwhelming parents that are on the fence, that are a little intimidated or a lot intimidated by the white lab coats, how unconscionable it is to do that. And now, of course, they're arguing that they shouldn't get any medical care whatsoever. That was in the Jimmy Kimmel monologue. Well, then you just shouldn't see doctors at all because you question them. Really? Your argument, as even as a late night comedian, it's hard to stomach, hard to laugh at. Your argument is that, well, we just dispose of everything because we question one thing. We will dispose of most of it because most of it is garbage. Most of it is dangerous. Most of it is not even backed by the science you claim is science, which is really just your religion. So I know we've got a long ways to go. I'm not under the delusion that I can get and reach everybody, but anybody who is ready to hear it, we want them to hear it so that they can have perspective that perhaps they're not getting. We know they're not getting from the mainstream media, much less the late night comedian. So again, Dr. Rebecca Carley, grateful for you and Chris Barr and Super Don and all of y'all out there for helping us support this message and get it out more efficiently.
You know, Dr. Paul Thomas, the hearing he was a senator in Oregon who is also a doctor, and he brought out a peer-reviewed published study in which she was noted as a doctor questioning her own doctor when she was breastfeeding, who was her own doctor was an expert on the thing she was questioning. So the very thing Kimmel was saying, well, the pro-vaccine doctor proponents are guilty of questioning their own doctors. So, you know, how laughable is it they're saying, well, you can't question your doctor. Doctors are questioning doctors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's part of the squeeze that's happening. You're going to find some doctors that have kind of put their head down to not be noticed for many years. They're going to be challenged, you know, right down to their very soul as to whether they can remain silent, as to whether they can be one of those who didn't speak up when they had an opportunity to do so. And I feel like, although not all of them will, there will be others that are on the fence that are going, I cannot stomach this any longer. It is time for me to speak out. Repercussions be damned. This is a Holocaust. We have to prevent it from getting even worse.
Well, I agree. And, of course, that particular individual happened to be a doctor. But, of course, we know that most of the legislators are attorneys. So when they come up with these vaccine mandates, they're practicing medicine without a license themselves. And, of course, one of the biggest problems is that the individual child's health status, immune status, etc., is never taken into consideration. It's just a blanket recommendation. You have a child, they're whatever age, they need to get, you know, this litany of vaccinations. And I went to medical school in the early 80s. I have all my notes and lectures and books. We were told that you never vaccinate a pregnant woman, that you never vaccinate a child until they're at least 6 months of age. So I don't know how this got twisted into now we are vaccinating pregnant women, which means you're vaccinating the fetus, and you know, starting their vaccine schedule from the moment they draw their first breath. It's totally insane.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as I said, there's a lot more to be done. We're here to help and assist you, those of you who want to get the word out. That's why we did that last hour. That's why Super Don put together the phony laugh track underneath the woman, you know, pouring her heart out, talking about the injury to her own child. And it's disgusting to hear, but that is indeed how it is received. And until Jimmy Kimmel receives it that way and others, they're going to continue doing this things that will harm if they care about their career. It's ultimately going to harm their career. But I think, again, we take it to that spiritual level because it's all about the spiritual, that it's going to harm their very souls to continue promoting this. I would have to determine it to be an evil agenda.
Well, since you brought up the spiritual level, let me say that more and more vaccines are now being grown on aborted fetal cells. And, of course, to inject that into you, it's just like if you ate a dead baby. It's cannibalism. And in my opinion, that's a spiritual assault.
Right. Yeah. I mean, again, we ought to take it to that level, I believe, because the last ability to, let's say, defend and say no to these vaccine pushers until they completely overturn the First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, which some could argue it's already gone, but is that religious aspect. I spoke at length with Jonathan Emord on Thursday's edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show when we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty about that very aspect. They're trying to take away exemptions. And then they're also trying to integrate litmus tests. They want you to go to your church, your synagogue, wherever you go and worship, and get the whoever the head guy or gal is to get them to sign an affidavit saying that's part of your religious belief system, which is patently unconstitutional to have this kind of litmus test, because it doesn't matter that if you go to a house of worship and 99% of the parishioners there believe differently than you. Your religious beliefs are uniquely your own, and I cannot state that with enough emphasis.
here in North Carolina where I live, it's so bad, they're actually having flu vaccine clinics in the churches. And when I found out about that, I was just mortified. Because, of course, a lot of people are influenced by their priests or pastors or whatever. And, you know, will go along with the program just to fit in.
Yeah, and I've spoken out about this, as have you, Chris, talking about, you know, listen, we believe in the freedom to believe as you want to believe. But my goodness, if you are in charge of a congregation and you're promoting pharmaceutical interventions, injections of aborted fetal cells, much less mercury and aluminum, how do you justify that? I mean, that is a real schism.
Well, that's the sad thing, is people in the Roman Catholic Church has an official position from the Vatican, and Dr. James Dobson on the Protestant side has the same position that, well, we're against abortion, but this is for the greater good, so we're overlooking this. So the religious people are overlooking what they state they believe and stating it publicly when called on it, putting out position papers that, well, yes, we know that they're using aborted babies, but we don't like that, but it's okay because it's for a greater good.
Right. So listen, you want to say religious, I'll say spiritual crisis it is. Abandoning and sacrificing babies to the church of pharmaceutical and vaccine mysticism. We don't condone it. We don't endorse it. We will speak out against it, but ultimately it is your choice, and you have to meet your maker one day in regards to what you do. But we're here to support you to make better decisions, fully informed decisions about this. We'll be back to wrap it up with Dr. Carley and Chris Barr after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work.
I would
just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away.
Number one,
I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has killing effect. It's a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver, heart, and also a metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartrob.com.
The casino, that's the point. We're not going to get in front of anybody.
anybody who's
for over 5 years,
even if we disagree,
you've been hearing about the Berkey guy,
the principles behind it.
So you may know a few things about him.
You know,
for example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, I was talking with Super Don on the break and perspectives, of course, about this, leaving you with hopefully a positive, happy, and uplifting message in a time where so much denigration is coming our way, maybe your way as well, because we're speaking out, we're questioning the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. It is a church that exists in violation of the First Amendment because it uses the power and force of government to coerce, to lie to you, to steal your children, to do great harm to your children. It's one thing if it existed in a free market of ideas, if they offered it. I don't think many people, with all the truth behind it, all the facts surrounding it, very few people would be willing to accept it, which is why they had to mandate it, which is also why they had to make vaccines and the vaccine makers unable to be sued for damages, for injuries, for deaths sourced to them. And that alone in a free marketplace would be enough to say, I don't think that's gonna fly here, because there's no other industry that has been granted such special privileges and powers. The federal government, through the CDC, basically buys up markets, sells forces, gives away for free, although nothing's for free, as you know, these vaccines with great deals of conflicts of interest at NIH and other areas. And then we got Jimmy Kimmel, comedians, Hollywood celebrities, who are genuinely funny guys. I mean, they didn't get there by accident in most cases. And even Jon Stewart, with the horrible things that we called him out on, saying, I don't hate Jon Stewart. We talked about it. I've got an inner comedian. Sometimes I let it out here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I just don't find very funny the things that Jimmy Kimmel did in his monologue and this phony PSA. The sensitivity and insensitivity. Of course, we're in an insensitive media, talk radio. It demands a little bit of outrage. We know that. But where we will not go is make fun of tragedy in this way, of families, of children who have been injured and killed. Inappropriate is even the wrong word. It's just unconscionable. It's inhumane. And Jimmy, what did your mom teach you? What did your mom and dad teach you about this? Think back. If you came home after making fun of the handicapped kid from school, How would your mom and dad or grandma and grandpa have treated you? I mean, this is a very real issue. Are you going to own up to the fact that you made a big boo-boo? A horrible thing you've done. Will you own up to the fact? If not on your show, then off it through the social networks. I'm calling out Jimmy Kimmel. I'm asking you, what will you do now? Chris Barr, isn't that we hate Jimmy Kimmel for what he did? But I think calling him out is a responsible thing to do.
Well, absolutely. As you said, it's making fun of the handicapped child, making fun of the Down syndrome child because he looks funnier, he talks funnier, the autistic child because he does weird things, making jokes about autistic children. You know, which, by the way, are vaccine induced. If we could, you know, if we can go there, which is the mm-hmm. truth. You know, so yeah, he's making jokes about things that, you know, decent people don't make jokes about.
Yeah, exactly. And Dr. Carley, of course, I want to reference everybody. You can go to drcarley.com, drcarley.com. Also, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. I know it's long. We'll have it linked up in the show notes as well, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. We just got a couple of minutes to wrap up. Is there any particular message you want to leave as well, whether it's to Jimmy Kimmel or whether it's to our larger audience from around the world?
Well, first of all, I want to say the good news is that these problems can be reversed. I've developed a protocol using especially homeopathy to do so. But, of course, what he's doing is unconscionable. He's just a paid mouthpiece for Big Pharma. And as one of you mentioned in a prior segment, I'm sure that this was written for him probably by the CDC. And as Chris said, this is a physician service announcement. The pediatricians are getting very nervous because they threaten their patients that they're going to fire them if they don't go along with the vaccines. And many of them are saying, okay, goodbye. And, you know, this is going to put them out of business because the diseases that vaccines create, for which the people keep coming back to the pediatrician to get the toxic drugs, are going to go away if people stop vaccinating.
Yeah, exactly. The health will improve, but of course the business of healthcare in America is disease management. It's disease creation and disease management. And we're up against a powerful economic force, but they lack the spiritual tenacity. You know, that vitamin L that is so vitally important for all life, that love is lacking there. They operate through fear, intimidation, coercion, and force, and eventually it will be their downfall. God bless you, Dr. Rebecca Carley. Christopher Barr, Super Don, Daniel on the board, and all of y'all listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you. Let us know. Spread the word. The message, you know, of healing is very real. And the power to heal is very, truly yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to... Glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.